We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
510, Jordana, Paul, Dan at the helm. Thanks for hanging out with us, at least this last hour of our show.
Yes, indeed. And what an hour it's going to be. Maybe the best hour of your life.
Ever.
Ever.
So check out Paul's Twitter.
God.
At P. Douglas Weather, because he fell prey. He succumbed. He was weak, and he followed the pack.
I downloaded the Face app, and now
the Russians are coming for
him. I feel dirtier than usual. And yeah, I just found out it was created by Russians, and there may be an issue there. So I actually deleted the app right after I...
So this isn't really about the Russians. This is about the fact that y'all want to see what you're going to look like when you're 80. Like, I don't understand this phenomenon. People are taking the Face app and they're seeing what they look like in 40, 50 years, and then they're posting it on social media. I am running the other way from this app.
There's a morbid curiosity anticipate what you're going to look like. And this program apparently uses artificial intelligence. The great thing, it has all these different filters, so you can also see what you look like younger.
Yeah, I have those pictures from high school. I was cute. That's good. Well, that girl's not coming back. But I don't want to rush the next 30 years. In fact, for this girl's birthday next week, I'm going to go visit my friend Dr. Vicky and see about that Botox for all these wrinkles
kidding?
Like feel that are like rivers in my head.
No.
Mm-hmm. Girlfriend's going to be 47.
Leave
so
well
no
enough alone.
Thank
you look
face
great.
App.
You look fine.
But actually, Paul, you do bring up a good point about the Russians.
Yes.
Okay. It uses AI, of course, to digitally age your face. And now the Russians are on to you. By the way, it's one of the most downloaded across the globe. So you're not alone, Paul. Fear not, my friend.
It was released in 2017. It's been around for a while, but now it's going nuts.
So it might give them access to your personal information and identity. It's created by Wireless Labs in St. Petersburg, Russia. Just a friendly neighborhood reminder.
And the Democratic National Committee sent out a security alert to 2020 presidential campaigns. Not something we have to worry about.
Yeah, it's good times.
Warning them not to use a Face app. This app allows users to perform different transformations on photos of people, such as aging the person in the picture. Unfortunately, this novelty is not without risk. Face app was developed by Russians.
Yeah. So, again, I guess my vanity maybe has saved me, even though you took a picture of me, which you were not being
a
good digital citizen.
Phone.
He took a picture of me that I did not warrant. I did not approve. I was looking the other way, being annoyed at him, and he took a picture of me. And now the Russians are coming for me, too. So that's going to be on you. I think you were a bad friend.
Well, look, let's take a break. Take a deep
already?
Breath. No. Just take a deep breath. I just want to mention, in case you missed it, the Twins lost to the Mets 14-4.
It's embarrassing, really.
The first time Minnesota has lost three games in a row this season.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you get beat 14-4, there really isn't a highlight to play. But if there was, the Good Hands play of the game would be brought to you by Allstate.
So
are you in good hands?
We really don't have any highlights. We have no highlights. Wow.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Well,
sorry,
there's
guys.
Always tomorrow. That's the great thing about baseball,
right?
You pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, you get back on the horse, and they'll have a chance to do that with Oakland tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what else is embarrassing? Pivot a little bit here. According to the USA Today, Generation Z is telling millennials it's embarrassing that you're relying on your parents for money if you are over 21. About one-fifth of millennials say they expect to be financially reliant on their parents into their 30s. While most parents say, well, yeah, we think that's embarrassing for their kids. Now, Gen Z, even the younger ones, younger than millennials, are saying, yeah, that's right. It is embarrassing. You should not do that. There was a study done by TD Ameritrade of course, a financial-based company called a Young Money Survey. It examined young adults and their money habits, you know, lack of budgeting, decreased savings, series of financial challenges. You know, these kids are saddled with student debt. They have a lot of challenges that their parents didn't have.
But they were weaned during the worst recession since the Depression of the 1930s. They have $1 trillion of student debt. So, I mean, they're walking around with a ball and chain. I sympathize.
The younger ones, the Gen Zs, say that they want to be, on average, they want to be independent by age 22, financially independent. 91% of parents say they expect children to be fully financially independent by age 25. So I guess that means, you know, you're out of college, you have your first job, maybe I help you set you up, you know, with your first few months rent what have you. Or maybe that means because they can stay on their health care till they're – is it 26 now? I think you can stay on your health care till they're 26. So maybe that was the age parents are hoping for. But I don't know, Paul, do you think it's embarrassing for children to still be on the payroll? And by the payroll, I mean help with paying rent, help with paying groceries, you know, not taking your kid on vacation with you. I even mean help with your cell phone. Like if your kid's still on the cell phone, I mean, that's, you know, $100 a month or whatever. That's money.
Look, the arguably the most important responsibility we have as parents is to make sure our kids launch. And hopefully they have a good work ethic, they can fend for themselves. But having an arbitrary age, any age, I think, is a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. I think you help your kids as long as they need help. Yeah. And I think, you know, this notion of saying, hey, you're 27, you're 28, get out of here.
Cut off.
I know I'm going to get some pushback on that. Mm-hmm. But I just think not all young people are ready to launch at the age of 22, 23, or even 25. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to hang in there as long as they need.
I think that I've known parents. And look, my kids are little, so I don't want to judge because I'm not there yet to see what that part of life is like.
Oh, you will be. I looked at that face app photo of you.
I will be. But I feel that a lot, at least I know parents that whose kids maybe are want to be comedians or want to be actors or actresses or are in an industry that's really tough.
Poets. I have a niece who's a poet.
Is she making any money being a poet?
She's teaching poetry.
Okay, well, that's
so she's
the money
actually
that,
making money go. Teaching.
So yeah. I know parents whose kids have graduated from college or post high school, whatever. They say they want to do something a little artsier, and the parents will say, fine, you know, you have 3 years. I'll support you for 3 years while you live the dream, because that's part of parenting too. So, you know, supporting your kid emotionally, and I'll support you for 3 years, and you have a chance. Go on all your auditions. You know, I'll pay your rent, kind of thing. And then after that, you might have to get, you know, a regular job if your career didn't launch. And I don't judge that either. I think that is an agreement between parent and child, and a way to parent that is that I would never judge somebody for.
Sure. The other story that's trending, a third of American workers have considered quitting their jobs in the last 3 months.
Have you? I hope you're not leaving me.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No, I enjoy myself.
Just checking.
On the air with
We're
you
having
most,
a great time,
most
right?
days. I
we'll,
do. I have
we'll
a good,
stay if they'll
I have,
have
a good
us.
Time. We're making this up as we go.
But why? Why does everybody want to leave?
Great thing about radio, you can say anything once. Right? More than 3.5 million Americans quit their jobs every month on average. And with the unemployment rate at 3.7%, it can be very difficult for employers to find qualified candidates to replace the workers they lose.
That's right.
So a recent CNBC SurveyMonkey Workplace Happiness Survey. Boy, that's a mouthful.
That's a lot.
They surveyed 8,000 working adults. A third of workers say they've seriously considered quitting their job in the previous 3 months.
And you might be wondering why. Well, they say they're underpaid, undervalued, and lack opportunities for professional growth and promotion. And I have heard people say to me, hey, I'm going to be looking soon. And I say, why are you leaving your job? You know, they have a good gig. Well, what I think is a good gig, I'm on the outside. And they're like, well, there's no room for me to grow. And I have heard that from younger people in particular.
To grow within the company.
Correct.
To be promoted from within. Right.
There's no room for them to grow within the companies. Some dissatisfied workers also say their firms don't teach them new technology and don't give them mentors.
Now look what Amazon. Didn't Amazon just announce they're offering
100,000 workers.
Yeah.
100,000 workers. And don't offer mentors. You know what the new trend in mentors is? And you know what? Let's make a note to do a segment on this. Millennial mentors. there are business leaders that say if you don't have a millennial mentor, you're missing out. So like if you are, let's say, a 55-year-old man or woman in your job, you need a 20-something mentor to teach you what's cool, what's hip, what's now, and get you up to speed.
And how the expectations have changed. I mean, the next generation wants to do it different.
To be able to work with those people, you need a mentor that's younger than you. I think it's a great idea.
The other story that's trending, and I know we're out of time here, 4-day work week, which I am all for.
Me too.
Wouldn't it be just far more efficient from a commuting standpoint and otherwise to work a 10-hour day, 4 days a week?
I love it.
Have that third day of the weekend to replenish, renew.
I love it.
You come back Monday with more spring in your step. And this may be a necessity for a lot of companies that are trying to attract and retain employees. Mm-hmm. A 4-day work week. And it's been popular in Europe forever, and now it's coming to the United States.
I love it.
Bring it.
That's a great
idea. Yeah. So.
All right. When we get back, did you hear about the guy who was booted because he was too big a fan of Tupac Shakur? All right. It's kind of funny. And also a cautionary tale that maybe you don't quote rap lyrics in a work email. We'll tell you about it next. So you a big fan of Tupac? Thug Life?
You know, I can't say that I am.
That's fair.
And I understand that rap is sort it is what urban poetry.
Yeah, it absolutely
right?
is.
It is the poetry of the street, and I get that. I can't say I understand
not
it.
Not a big fan of.
But
okay. Oh, the director of Iowa's social services agency. It's actually funny because it's like Iowa. I don't like Tupac, Iowa. They don't gel for me, but it, whatever. All is well.
Was Tupac ever in?
I don't know.
Iowa?
He'd never been. Maybe he was. I don't know. So he was a huge fan. The director of Iowa Social Services Agency, his name was Jerry Foxhoven. He was a huge fan of Tupac, and he let his subordinates know it all the time. He routinely sent messages to employees with Shakur's music lyrics in them and praising them, like, how great are these lyrics? I don't know why he was sending emails.
Wow.
But he was a huge fan. And, in fact, one complained to lawmakers. Like, employees complained to lawmakers, and he was a state employee. All right. Then last month, he sent another email with how much he loves Tupac's lyrics to 4,300 agency employees. And then he was fired the next
day. Does he work for the record label?
No, he doesn't. No? He works for the Department of Human Services in Iowa. Okay.
But he's a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
He hosted Tupac Fridays to play music in his office. So he was playing it. He traded lyrics with employees as he marked his own 65th birthday in a Shakur themed cookie party. The cookies were decorated with the words Thug Life. I think that was Tupac's first album. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry if you're a big fan. The agency released 350 pages of emails with the word Tupac or the number Tupac sent from Foxhoven during his 2-year tenure. Okay. They marked the anniversary of Shakur's death and his lyrics about love on Valentine's Day. It went on and on and on. Well, the guy got fired. Because it was just too much. The governor, by the way, who I guess did the firing because he was a state employee, said a lot of factors contribute to the resignation of Jerry Foxhoven.
Is this really?
The governor's office refused to elaborate on those factors, despite an Iowa law that says we need documentation for why he was terminated. But they say there may have been multiple controversies involving the agency. They had a $7 billion budget that, I don't know, might have gotten screwed up. But again, the fact of the matter is that once he sent an email to over 4,000 employees saying how much he loved Tupac, the next day
that's
you're gone.
It.
So you might be passionate. You know, about
it's good to be passionate about stuff.
You
right?
might love the Beastie Boys. You might love, I don't know, Mariah Carey. Hold on one second. I think I have a great Mariah Carey. Mariah complaining about the no tea on New Year's Eve. You might love that. I urge you to keep that out of your conversations with your office.
You can be
workers.
A big fan of anything, but does that mean that you have to share it or you have to ram it down the throats of other innocents?
He was so passionate. The need to share was too strong.
Why do we feel the need to share?
Maybe he could become like the president of the Tupac Shakur fan club now. I don't know that that's a paid position, But one of his employees did say to him, I love your Tupac messages. And the fact that you still send them, despite the haters, makes me appreciate them even more. Hmm. He did respond while he was still employed. I totally agree. And I'm going to hang in there on him, despite all the naysayers. Not anymore. The man has been let go from his job.
But do we want to glorify the thug life?
You know what? It's a cautionary tale. Cautionary tale, folks. Yeah. You know, even if you're a huge Justin Bieber fan, you need to keep that inside.
Yeah, don't
share with
feel
the
no need to share
Do not that. Reply all with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Do not. Cautionary tale, my
All
friend.
Right, thanks for sharing that.
Iowa.
That's a kind of a public service you just did there.
I appreciate that. It's also 5:30. A woman was rushed to the hospital after overdoing it at a sex festival. Oh. Hear more next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Beyond the Headlines is normally a segment we do at 4:30 every day. But because of the Twins, well, pretty bad loss, we got bumped and we wanted to share it with you at 5:30 because we love it so much.
We do like this segment.
It's fun.
Some of the weirder news that made us do triple takes.
That's right. It's really fun. So if you love it now, tune in every day at 4:30. A three-day Swingsfield Festival. And when I say swings, that's exactly what
Swingers?
It is. It's a little bit of everything. It takes place at a secret location in, how do you say this? Worcestershire? It's in England? Worcester? Worcestershire? Like Worcestershire sauce?
Is that where they made the sauce?
It might be, right? It has been dubbed as Europe's biggest sex festival.
Wow.
Okay? It's Europe's biggest swingers festival. Has claimed, unfortunately, its first casualty. British news outlets reported that a 52-year-old woman was rushed to the hospital after suffering a heart attack. Suffering a heart attack. Yeah, you wonder why? She might have been taking part in activities, including a tug of war and jelly wrestling.
Yeah, it wasn't immediately what you thought.
No.
It was the jelly wrestling.
The activities, yes. She started having breathing problems, okay? The incident didn't have much effect on the festivities as revelers went on and continued in their activities. And one of the organizers says, you know, it's not what people think. It's not what people think it is. We've moved from a keys in a bowl to about socializing. It's about like-minded people getting together. They mix, they mingle, they have sex. There are grounds. There's a luxury tent with two beds. There's heating and solar power lighting. And as I mentioned, jelly wrestling. But you might want to bring your defibrillator if you plan on going, because I guess you just got a little excited. It happens.
Thank you for that visual. The jelly wrestling.
Be careful when you sign up for the Swingers Fest.
Do they have a team of
sex fest?
A team of doctors?
She got rushed.
Surgeons?
They should have them on hand. She got rushed to the hospital. You'd think people's blood pressure would rise at an event like this. They would know better.
You'd think. All right. Well, thanks for that visual. Mm-hmm. Four things that Armstrong and Aldrin left behind. Of course, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. The
you
first
mean like
moon
litter
landing
on the moon.
Yeah, but there was other stuff. When Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin departed the moon, they left behind more than 100 things. They left behind tribute patches. There was a patch from the Apollo 1 mission, which commemorated the three astronauts who died when a fire broke out in the command module during a training exercise. I remember that vividly. Also, they left behind messages. Leaders from 73 countries, Jor, offered up messages of hope, goodwill, and peace. They were inscribed microscopically around the edge of a silicon disc the size of a half-dollar coin. The disc reads, "From Planet Earth, July 1969." But apparently Armstrong and Aldrin almost forgot to leave this little coin behind. They did so at the last minute, throwing it from the ladder as they climbed back up into their spacecraft.
True littering.
They left behind some experiments, one that monitored the effects of lunar dust on equipment. That's still there. Just one experiment from Apollo 11 is still active. It involves special mirrors used to help measure the distance between the Earth and the moon and track the moon's orbit. And to your point, yes, they left behind trash.
They did.
They littered, along with other trash and gear that was left behind. Due to weight limitations, they tried to get this thing as light as possible. The astronauts left behind their waste bags, 96 bags of human waste left on the moon.
Oh, boy, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of poop. I wonder, does it biodegrade?
No, there's no oxygen to break it.
I was going to say, there's no oxygen.
It stays there?
No, it's still there. So when we go back.
Probably frozen, right?
It doesn't smell.
Frozen?
Yeah, frozen, yeah, you'd think.
I'm really giving this more thought cycles than I wanted to give.
The kind
this.
Of questions people have. About
well, I know, movies. I know. You go there, but it'll still be there when somebody goes back.
Jelly wrestling.
Souvenir.
Moon poop. Now, World Emoji Day. That's sure. It's today. Today is World Emoji Day. And the new ones have been announced, okay? There is a Unicode Consortium, right? They approve new emojis every year. So Apple is releasing new variants of hand-holding emojis that allows people to pick any combination, any skin tone, any gender. I guess you can tell gender by hands. I don't know. 75 possible combinations in all. Also, there are wheelchairs, prosthetic arms, prosthetic legs, wow. as well as a new guide dog and an ear with a hearing aid. Then, of course, there's a sloth, a flamingo, a skunk, an orangutan, and a new yawning emoji. Don't send me that. I don't want to know that I'm boring you.
Is there a Tupac emoji?
There is not a Tupac emoji, is there I think that guy's going to lobby for
a six-pack emoji. I'd like...
They also have Diwali and... obviously, that's a holiday that can be celebrated alongside Christmas and Thanksgiving. So the new emojis, today okay. is World Emoji
well,
Today. You should be seeing them on your phone.
Very, very Use special that. Day for all of us.
Don't send me the yawning one.
You know what I like when I'm flying, and I think listeners will agree with me. I love it when the person sitting next to me takes off their shoes.
Stop it. I'm so grossed out right now. I need to Lysol everything.
Did you see this?
So
I saw it on Twitter.
And I wish I had.
I could not believe it. And it was a video of a
gross.
Dude.
So gross.
Scrolling through the screen, the movies, using his feet,
Stop
his
it.
Bare feet. This was apparently on a Delta flight. Yeah. And
it's the worst thing one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's I mean, what's really honestly the difference between a toe and a finger? It's really not that different.
Your feet might be cleaner than your fingers, though.
They could be, right?
And the dirtiest thing out there is your cell phone, right? Your smartphone.
The liberties people take when they're on planes, it's not your home, it's not your bathroom, it's not your couch.
Hey, the airlines want you to relax.
No.
They want you to be calm, they want you to have a nice flight.
Hey, look.
Keep your shoes on. Your feet stink.
I wonder if the guy went barefoot.
Yes, I do.
Did the guy go barefoot into the bathroom
right?
and then come back?
The thought of that makes me literally want to vomit.
I've seen that before. That's
you know,
a
people go into the bathroom all the time and don't wash their hands coming out, so who
I
knows
can't.
What they're bringing out with their hands.
Yeah. I can't.
It's not that much different. It really
I
is.
Can't. I cannot unsee that video, and I'm very disappointed you brought it up in this segment.
I'm here to serve.
So you pay taxes, right?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's good. One Australian family refused to pay taxes on religious grounds. They said taxes are against God's will.
Hmm.
And you know what? That didn't really fly with the judge. The judge did not buy that. So they now have to cough up about $1.6 million. They were Christian missionaries from the island state Tasmania off Australia's south coast. They claimed paying income taxes would constitute a rebellion against God, and they withheld about $650,000, in taxes. So despite receiving two debt notices for outstanding sums, the devout couple refused to pay. They said the law ran against the law of the Almighty, and now a judge says, sorry,
nice
no.
Nice try, but
yeah,
no.
Hard pass. So, yes, they are now. And by the way, so another cautionary tale on this show, pay your taxes and don't say God told you not to.
I know a lot of people that are Christian missionaries.
Yeah.
I don't know any of them that make enough money to pay $650,000 in taxes.
Yeah, there was something else going on there.
Right?
Maybe they were making wine or.
Yeah, but something's funky.
Didn't Jesus say, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So
so taxes are
nice
okay.
Nice try, but
so
no.
taxes are, no. Pay up, pay up.
I'm going to squeeze this in. Remember,
that's not saving you.
A couple of days we talked about the mosquito, this instrument that Philadelphia put at the playgrounds. At the playgrounds to get rid of kids. Kids who are loitering, it sends out this high-pitched frequency
correct.
That only
correct.
Younger people can apparently hear these frequencies.
So they'd make their curfew, send them home.
Get home, right. But apparently West Palm Beach is doing something similar, but in this case, it's trying to keep homeless people from loitering or sleeping in its waterfront lake pavilion in West Palm Beach. So they're using music. They've weaponized music. Apparently the children's songs... Raining Tacos and Baby Shark, which are two of
Baby
my favorites,
pretty annoying.
Are being played on a loop overnight.
Oh my
In one move that at least one homeless man compared to torture used by the Nazis during World War II.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I don't think I'd go that far.
It's a little extreme.
But West Palm Beach. Now, why wouldn't they use Justin Bieber? Do Baby Shark?
Very catchy. Baby Shark's pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But Baby by Justin Bieber. I mean,
Raining
I could
Tacos.
Listen to that all
I have
day.
Not heard that
I
one.
I don't know Raining
They
tacos.
Might use Baby Shark at Gitmo.
Yeah, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me.
I tell you anything you want to know.
At all. Do you think it's possible to drink? Oh, here, give me a quick swish. You think it's possible to drink 33 beers in one evening?
I do, yeah.
Really? And still stay alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, deputies, this happened in Texas. Deputies went to an adult entertainment establishment after a report of a man passed out in the parking lot. Investigators found a woman rubbing the back of the unconscious man. She said she was his fiance, and she was telling him, please be calm, don't fight him. She said he had drank 33 beers and passed out in the parking lot. His fiance said he ran around the parking lot and got aggressive before passing out. 33 beers. He was taken to the hospital where they were going to pump his stomach. Can you imagine? He was arrested, by the way, on charges of disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer. I don't know how he did that while he was passed out, but maybe it's because...
How do you not have alcohol poisoning? I don't care how much you eat or how big you are. You'd think 33 beers. Good grief. All right. Okay. Feeling better about myself after after those stories.
Right?
548 Jor, Wicks and Jewelers time as an authorized dealer of the world's finest watch brands. Wicks and Jewelers showcases the largest selection of luxury timepieces in Minnesota.
So back to what I was saying before the break.
What were you saying?
Tim Pawlenty is going to be joining me and the Gov.
Yes,
we're going to
yes.
be chilling for the next 2 days because you're just chilling. You're going to be off the air. So I'm very much looking forward to chatting with
therapy.
Him.
I'm back in my therapy sessions.
Full back in rehab.
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 Working with you. I need a few days of rehab. But T-Paul's a good guy, and I think you're going to have a great time with him tomorrow.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Have a great night. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
See you, everyone.
Time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.